idols?
In the history of humanity, go back a very long way. One tradition says that it was soon after the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam that there were some pure individuals in the community who had an impact on people, and when they died, people were missing them. So Iblis la'natullahi alayhi, he went to the people and he says that, why don't you make a likeness for them, carve out some sort of picture or statue of them, you can remember them. And these became some of the main idols that were worshipped in history. اتخذوا من دون الله آلهة يكون لهم عزة. They are looking for some type of grandeur, and so they connect through the idol itself. Or in Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala says, اتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون. They take gods and idols and they worship them. Why? Because they're looking for some assistance and some success and victory. For example, they're fighting the other tribe, so they need to appeal to their idols. But perhaps we can say that if we divide people into two groups, the people are the masses and the people are the elite. The masses go to them because they're looking for some type of power. إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا مَوَدَّةً بَيْنَكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The reason why you have your idols is because it's a source of mawadda. It's something which keeps you together. It defines your identity. You know, some people, for example, they get really excited about, you know, sharing this same sports team with somebody else. So throughout history, the idols of a culture have been something which linked them together, and sometimes it would be a source of national pride for them. This is our temple's idols, and that's that temple's idols right there. But the elite have another ulterior agenda and motive behind why they go and worship idols. The idol isn't something which really people thought of as being what it is among the elite. They knew that this was something which they could assert their own agenda and they could exploit others the way they wanted to exploit them. In other words, the idol is all about the idol of the self. And this is something that would make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi cry. We're told in tradition that one time there was a companion of our Prophet who comes to him and he sees something in his face that makes him unhappy, meaning the companion unhappy. So he asks the Prophet, he says, why is it that I see you in this state of mourning and crying? He's saying that I know, and to paraphrase here, I know my people. They are not going to be people who worship a sun or a moon or an idol they make with their own hands or a rock. But rather, they're going to be worshipping what other people are going to be thinking about them. Meaning that what is going to matter to them is not God, right? But rather, something about themselves and their own appreciation in the eyes of people. أَعْدَى عَدُوِكَ نَفْسُكَ الَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْكَ. Meaning that the most severe of your enemies is your very own self that is right in front of you. You don't have to look at which idol is going to be carved out next. You yourself and your attachments and your lower desires, these are the thing which is the source of your worship.